when Simin Shin Yud Ches, we're up to Sif Yud Zayin. We'll be doing Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Sif Yud Zayin, Osir Litin Sonon al Sonin al Hamecham Afilu Lahafshir Kol Shamecham Cham Kol Kach Shulo Yemanichu Sham Harbe Hayabali De Bishu Tahenu Sheyad Sol Edizbo. So what's this halacha? That let's say you've got hot water on the fire. You'd like to put something on top of that urn, on top of that hot water urn. We're talking about placing a tafshil or a liquid that was once boiled but now cooled down. It was nitzdan and legamri. So according to everybody, there's an isser of bishul achar bishul. So the halacha is you're not allowed to put it there in a place where if you'd leave it, it would be able to become yad soledes, although your intent is to remove it before. Why is this? Shedin miniach al gabei meicham kedin miniach kenegen hamedura. The halacha of putting something on top of the urn is like putting something kenegen hamedura near the fireplace, where there's no iser of mechsei kemavashal. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos and it doesn't resemble cooking. But if you're heating up something that cooled down completely and it's a liquid, it's osir, and even placing it in a place where if you leave it longer, it would become yad soledes, even though that's not your intent, is osir midrabanan. V'meino cham kol kach mutter, whereas if the heat is not intense enough to make it yad soledes, then it would be mutter. Sifche yudches. Ha'ilfis v'hakadera she'evira murutochem me'al gabei ha'ur. If you remove the pot off the fire, and the pot is still hot. Imlon is bashel kol tzarko. If the food in it was not fully cooked yet, ein motzien bekaf mehem. You're not to remove the food with a spoon. Why? Shenimtsa megis viiko mishum bishul. So there are two very important principles that we must discuss here. Principle number one: when you're dealing with food that is not yet nisbashel kol tzarko, anything that you do to make that food cook more, for the elements within it to mix better and exchange flavor, or just to get better done, is considered bishul. Bishul daraisa. So let's say you have your cholent on the fire. It has not been fully cooked. Say you have a blech. Let's take a simple case. Person's got a blech or a hot plate, a Shabbos plat as they call it, and you put your cholent there before Shabbos, but it has not yet fully cooked. Say the beans are still hard. It's not yet fully cooked. Until it's fully cooked, you cannot do a thing to it that will in any way enhance its cooking. So if it's on the blech, say the common scenario, which is people put the soup over the fire on the blech and the chulin to the side, and what happens is Friday night after serving the soup, they take the soup off and will move the chulin onto where the soup was, which is on top of the fire. If your cholent was not yet not yet mavushal kol tzarko, that means there are still some hard beans in there, then moving that onto the fire on Shabbos is bishul daraisa. This is why back in Reish Nun Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that you not leave anything on the fire before Shabbos that wasn't fully cooked, even though lahalacha it's permissible if you have a blech. Nevertheless, we don't do that. One should not do that unless he really has no choice, because we're afraid that on Shabbos he's going to end up being over on bishul. You can't do a thing to it until it's fully cooked. So say, for example, you open the lid to see what's doing inside. Putting the lid back on when it's not yet fully cooked is a shiloh of real bishul. You are enhancing its bishul. That's the first thing. The second thing is that part of the process of bishul is hagosa, is stirring. Stirring helps for the even distribution of heat, and it helps things cook. So the halach is that hagosa, if you are megis in a pot that is not yet mavushal called sarko, if you do stir it, you are chayiv mishum bishul. That's part of the malacha daraisa. That is why the Mechaber says that even though you took the pot off the fire, if the food inside it is not yet mavushal called sarko, you cannot serve it with a spoon. Because when you serve it with a spoon, what you're doing is moving things around, and that constitutes hagasa, stirring. You are stirring a pot that was not fully cooked, and that's a shiloh bishul. V'mizbashel kol tzarko, what happens if it was fully cooked? Mutter. Then you don't have to worry about taking out with a spoon. You're allowed to. Avol tzemer liyora. in the case where you put wool into the pot for the sake of dyeing it, even though the color caught, you're not allowed to stir it. The reason there is because you're chayav for tzoveya. In tzoveya, there's no ein bishel achar bishel. In tzoveya, the more dye you put on something, the stronger the color. So even though it already caught the color, if you're stirring it in a way that'll catch the color even more, you're chayav mishum tzoveya. Hagos says the Rama now. Ulechatchila yesh lizar af begedera b'chol inyan. Lechatchila, you should be machmir in the kedera, meaning in the kli rishon, b'chol inyan, even if it is mavushal kol sarko. The Rama's shita is that lechatchila, you should not go and remove something with a spoon, even from a kli rishon shelo ala esh, that's mavushal kol sarko. Now, where is this coming from exactly? So, Lemaisa, we're going to see a little bit more in Sif Yutes, that there could be a chashash of bishul, even on something that's nisbashal called sarko, when it's sitting on the fire itself. The Rama, however, does not differentiate between sitting on the fire and not sitting on the fire. The Achronim say that the Rama went very far. Pashup shot in the Rama would be that if you want to serve your cholent, take the entire pot, empty it into a bowl, and serve from there. However, the Achronim say that, number one, if it's nisbashal kol sarko, the only thing you should be machmir for is hagosa mamish, which means not serving with a spoon, which constitutes hagosa, but actually stirring it, you should not do so long as it's still yatzal edispo. To just serve with a spoon is mutter, as long as it's mavushal kol sarko, unless it's still sitting on the fire. You should not serve from the fire itself, even though it's mavushal kol sarko. And that is out of the chashash of bishalach or bishal on the fire, which we'll get to. Which means, if you're dealing with a blech, and you'd like to serve the cholent in a way that you'll be able to put it back on the blech or put it back on the fire afterwards, what you're allowed to do is move it off the fire. The blech itself is, say, covers the entire stove that has room for four fires. One fire is on. Your cholent was on there. Move it off the fire on the blech. Serve from there, and then push it back, and you have no problem. That's fine. Whereas, if you're using a hot plate which has a heating element all over the place, you don't have such an option. So there, what you would have to do is rely on chazor if you want to put it back. Have somebody hold the pot so that it's oda biyado and your das is to put it back, and then you'd have to serve from there. Now the problem is that if you really want to serve from the kli rishon, it'll have to be shelo al ha'esh. Since there is no such option on a hot plate, you had to remove it. Once you remove it, you have to have the halachas of chazara. Not so if you're dealing with something which is enem of usher called sarko, which you couldn't even do that for. You just have to dump the whole thing out into another bowl if you do want to serve it for some reason, and then take it from there.